I have just been joined in the studio by Community Engagement Unit Mildura Police Officer Rachel Dodd, First Constable Rachel Dodd, and I'm not even going to play the intro. We're just going to go straight to it. What do you think?
Straight into it. That's all good. Is my mic on?
Yes, I've just turned your mic on, and we can hear you perfectly fine. Busy. Look, you've got several investigations going on at the moment, haven't you?
Yeah, so you might have heard about this one. We had an affray that occurred down at the Aerodrome Ovals on Sunday afternoon.
Yes, it's definitely. It's been in our news.
Yeah, so an affray is pretty much a big brawl. So it happened about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. A few people were taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, but nevertheless, yeah, our thoughts are still out with them.
Yeah, so true.
Hoping they're all good. Police have made a few arrests, including two men sort of from the local area, aged in their 30s, but the investigation is still ongoing. So we're seeking any information that the public may have, including video footage or anything else, and just letting the public know that police are working closely with sporting associations and federations to ensure that this sort of behaviour is stamped out from any sporting events.
It's been huge on social media, the backlash against this happening. What's happening with our town? This doesn't happen.
Oh, it's just disgusting. Yeah, any sort of violence at perfect sport, it's not on.
Look, we'll move on from it though. We know what the public sentiment is. A 33-year-old man arrested over the weekend?
Yeah, he was arrested in relation to a theft of a motor vehicle. Police actually found the car and then he was propped somewhere nearby the address. So he was arrested, but he will be attending court on a later date in relation to that matter.
Beautiful. 28-year-old Mildura female is charged as well. I get this one. I had a bit of a chuckle when I read this.
Yeah, police were dealing with her and a few other people in relation to a different incident. When they conducted a search of her, it was found that she had an alleged quantity of methamphetamine, which is ice, more commonly known as. The female will be attending court on a later date.
And a couple of men from Dayton as well.
Yeah, the usual out in the town causing issues. Both men were located by police outside a popular nightclub venue where they were found to be causing trouble for security guards. So police first arrested one of the males, who was 28, for being drunk in a public place, and he received a fine of $727. But his mate hung around to see what the action was all about, and he also received an infringement notice for failing to move on.
Okay, fair enough. Look, what about driving? I know there's plenty of issues. See, I've been through the report. I've had a bit of a look. 24-year-old Mildura man losing his licence even.
Yeah, lost his licence and had his car impounded after he was found drink driving. He was intercepted by police near 14th Street in Mildura. They conducted a breath test of him where it was alleged he had alcohol in his breath. So they took him back to the station where he produced an alleged reading on an evidentiary breath test of 0.204.
Four times.
Yeah.
Four times the limit. You'd know you'd had a drink or two, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would, definitely. It's so dangerous on the road, these people that get
crazy.
Behind the
It's absolutely crazy. The automatic loss of licence, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yep. And you'll have to go to court.
Excellent. 45-year-old Mildura man also had his vehicle impounded.
Yeah, same deal, but this bloke was a bit unlucky in the sense that he was actually involved in a car accident. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but when they conducted tests on him, an evidentiary breath test showed an alleged reading of 0.142. So his licence has been suspended and his vehicle has also been impounded and he'll be awaiting a court date.
Of course, there's your luck running out right there, running with alcohol in your system in the car.
Yeah.
And look, we might skip on the rest of it and go straight to the community message. We're running out of time on the breakfast show.
Yeah, no, that's all good. We'll just rush to it then. We're obviously extremely concerned about what's happened at the soccer match, which we mentioned at the start. We have increased our patrols targeting all sports matches, ensuring all attending remember respectable behaviour toward referees, players and fellow supporters. In addition to this, we will have increased police presence targeting drink, drug, driving at these sporting environments and venues. And just in relation to all that, just think about your behaviour. You've got kids, you don't know who's watching. It's just not on.
Thoughts going out to the ref too, I've got to be honest. I found out yesterday that it's knowing pretty well. So.
Oh, I do.
Small town.
Yeah,
small town, that's what it is.
It's just not cool.
Look, thank you very much for that, Rachel. We'll catch up again next week. I'll let you sit there and I'll actually finish my announcing break before I let you sneak out the door this time. River 1467. That is First Constable Rachel Dodd from Mildura Police.